So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And if you haven't had a chance yet, go over to the website of the show at www.theericaglessingshow.com. And there you can find links to my guests' websites and more information about each guest. So go on and help yourself to that resource. And without further ado, I would love to introduce my guest today. She actually has an amazing gift of inspiring youth and entrepreneurism as a very kind of a way of starting out. So she's just a fantastic educator and inspirational being and speaker. So welcome, Janine Letford. How are you?
I'm quite well. And warm is very hot right now.
Oh, where are you calling me? Where are we talking from?
Southern California. So we're well above 100 degrees.
Oh, are you? Yeah, because the podcast last week, my guest was in Tokyo. I was like, wow, really?
Oh, wow.
Tokyo. I know. And then I've had like the UK and Australia. And today we're in Southern California. So that's always warmer. I'm in Northern California. And today we're having a heat break. So it's actually going to be cool today. So I'm super excited.
Nice.
I get so lucky. So what got you interested in sort of that entrepreneurism, I don't even know how to say that word right, but what got you interested, we'll just say, in business and young people?
Well, just looking at my own story of just the number one, the power of story and people using their stories within their gifts, and really having my students be aware that they are already gifted with the powers of ideas and the power of creation, but a lot of them may not know the skills or the format or the method to really make those ideas to come to fruition. And I also love the fact that it's just so empowering, no matter where you are in life. If you have entrepreneurship skills, that's just a benefit, no matter whether you're employed or you're looking to just do it straight on your own. So, yeah.
Do you know, it was funny. Yeah, because I was raised, so my childhood was daughter of a journalist, daughter of a TV producer, my mom. But there was really no, it was like business was something other people did. Or like my friend Kathy, her dad was like one of the founders of Round Table Pizza. Like, it was
Love that place.
I know. We used to get free pizza because she was my friend. We'd go downtown and look in the window and we'd get free pizza. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. But as I looked at, like, business really wasn't something that I was sort of raised to have confidence in. So for mm-hmm. people like me or others who weren't raised with it, like, where they weren't taught basic business skills, you know, as a young person, where should someone get started? What can someone work on?
As an adult now? I mean, there's so many, or as for young people out there now, because the thing is, what I realized when I go to like panels of successful, like, women entrepreneurs, like exactly what you said, a lot of them had parents or an uncle or someone who really brought that type of mindset around the dinner table. So it was really exposed to them earlier on. And that's why I'm trying to, like, I launched our entrepreneurship camp for 6th through 12th graders during the summer in the San Fernando Valley area, because people need to understand that the formidable years is like 0 through 12. So kids really create their identity and create their belief system. So if entrepreneurship skills are woven in within that time frame, they'll be more likely to really just use that as a catapult to build and create, no matter what situation they find themselves in. So I know there's a few entrepreneurship camps for youth that are already running. I'm running mine. There's one in Orange County. If you just search entrepreneurship camps, there's a few speckled around the country. Or just if you're like me and you're an initiator, you know, try to launch your own. It's just really bringing great minds together who know how to talk about, you know, idea creation, market research, and just bringing these concepts to a level where the kids can really understand. Because whether you're selling, you know, you're making ice cream and selling it, or you're making, you know, a Tesla, the concepts are still the same, you know, as far as, you know, it's just whether there's a sixth grader doing it, or, you know, a grown person, the fundamental ideas are still there. But really getting that exposure to them earlier on helps them just really get into their identity, and it becomes an empowering force of them just being creators and innovators.
So tell me, Janine, what inspires you?
There's so much. Just the power of story is key for me. I grew up with a huge speech impediment, speech therapy for years, and just really didn't speak much. And I just basically did my first TEDx talk last month. And yay! To go from
can you even imagine that? I'm just gonna sit here, and I know we haven't met each other more than like 10 minutes ago, but I'm just so proud of you that you were willing to get up do a TEDx talk and just overcome the odds of your background. So just let's kind of be in the space of that together for those who are listening who might think it's easier for everyone but them. And maybe if you could just let it honor that part of whatever you're facing, that you maybe there's someone you could learn from, or maybe there's someone who's faced those kinds of odds, you know? So I love that. Yeah. The power of story is really interesting. And maybe tell me a little bit more about that, like what got you, you know, that interest in the power of story.
Well, just exactly what you just said. Me, the reason I was just so ashamed of that part of my life is the fact that I could not speak fluently. I kind of hid it. It was basically like the elephant in the room. Yeah, people, if you listen to me, you would know that I stuttered, but no one ever talked about it. And then one moment as a 33-year-old, I just kind of came out and said, you know, I stutter. There's other people who do, you know, let me start to share my story. And then that just catapulted and me joining Toastmasters and then me starting to speak about it. And then I launched a whole arts integration off of arts and that the stuttering story, like everything just blew up once I was released to share my story and say, wow. Hey, this is me. And now, like you said, you know, I've been inspiring other folks to just go off and fight their giants that they've been dealing with, just because I took that first step to share with the world, basically, of this is what I've been through, and this is how I just day by day have overcome it. So what I teach my students is don't be ashamed of where you come from, don't be ashamed of your story or whatever you're struggling with. Position yourself in a way to overcome it, and then use that to, you know, inspire others, but also on the financial aspect with the whole student loan issue. I lost a lot of money by not sharing this story for scholarships and stuff. And I just really empower my students to share their story, not just to inspire others, but also to, you know, get money for college and to show that they're overcomers as well, to kind of combat the student loan debt.
I went to college, and I have to say, my mom had no shame. So she applied for every possible scholarship for me. She wasn't making a lot of money at the time, single mom. And she knew I had to work, you know, my way through college. And I think she probably felt a little guilty about that because, you know, that was what it was. And so I ended up getting all these little scholarships, and every single one counted. Like I got one. Mm-hmm. Like it was living in this one community and having part Italian heritage. It was the strangest little scholarship. And I think it was $750 a year, but that paid for like, I don't know. I think at the time it was like eight you know, it wasn't 10 books, but it was a lot of books that bought. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was money I didn't have to make myself so I could go to college. So, it was, mm-hmm. yeah, I'd say really encouraging people who are listening that there are scholarships available for all kinds of resources. Even single moms going back to work, there's actually mm-hmm. scholarships for that. If you go to your community college, the community college scholarship offices have way more scholarships than people applying. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Every single one of them has more money than they can give out. And so when you go, it's a different kind of approach if you're aware of all the I used to run a scholarship program. I think we tapped into one of my passions, huh?
Oh, it's mine as well.
Yeah,
it's mine like, as well. It's but like, with yeah, that, it's effectively of telling your a story.
Yeah, like you know, don't be scared
with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing too is something that I believe in strongly that you brought up that unintentionally probably is once you really set your mind on something or your heart on something, the way will become available to you. So in mm-hmm. desiring, you know, to have a different life or a change or a new skill or new certification, new college degree, something, the way will start showing itself to you when you're committed, you know? I really believe mm-hmm. that.
Yes, yeah, same here. And I do my vision boards. And in fact, I put up doing a TED Talk in January and not knowing how the process worked. Wow. And then in March, the opportunity showed itself. But it was also me kind of going through training, you know, and joining Toastmasters and practicing how to write a speech and give a speech and dealing with my stuttering in front of odd audiences for a year before that opportunity even arose. So with what you just said, the opportunity does show itself up, but you still have to be in a position of preparation. You know, and right. with entrepreneurship, you know, go and getting those classes, connecting with people who know more than you, networking, listening to this podcast and getting inspired. Like, this is all the preparation steps.
I love it. I'm going to post a link, if you'll let me, to your TED Talk inside mm-hmm. Your page on the podcast. So thank you so much for coming. I really appreciated you coming and sharing and all of your vulnerability. And how can we reach you, Janine?
Well, my website is JanineLetford.com, and that's just about me just speaking and inspiring. And then I do run the scholarship program for youth, and that's at alumni360.org. And there's a whole list of scholarships and resources on that site.
And go ahead and can you spell your name out loud for people for the website?
Sure. Janine Letford, GenineLetford.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. It was awesome.
Thank you.